This goes to Dr. Kozlovsky, K-O-Z, like zebra, L-O-V, like Victor, S-K-I. Fax 989-463-1534 regarding Deirdre, D-I-E-R-D-R-E, Keating, K-E-A-T-I-N-G. Date of birth 9/25/1959. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, this is a consultation for Miss Keating, who also is known by Sister Mary Dolora, D-O-L-O-R-A. She had an episode of gross hematuria about 8 months ago without any other symptoms. That did resolve quickly, but then in April, she had more hematuria and eventually developed abdominal pain, bloating, and was found to have multiple kidney stones in the right kidney. She was able to pass one small stone, and that stone had the consistency of calcium oxalate dihydrate, 20%, and calcium oxalate monohydrate is 80%. She does have another 7-millimeter stone that will not pass without assistance from the urologist. So she's scheduled for a cystoscopy with stone retrieval and then stent placement in October of this year. That was the quickest the procedure could get scheduled. And she did have a CT urogram done that was 6/19/2023. And that did show the multiple non-obstructing calculi. The biggest was 6 millimeters. And mild hydronephrosis and hydroureter on the right was noted. The left kidney was normal without stones or any other abnormalities. And with the kidney and bladder ultrasound, both kidneys were normal in size, and the bladder was emptied well. After the stone passed spontaneously, July 18th of 2023, the patient had a repeat urinalysis on August 18th of this year, and it's currently negative for microscopic blood and negative for protein. She's feeling much better, and she will be traveling out of the country in late October, so she's hoping to have everything completed and be ready to travel out of the country without any medical residual problems. She has had a long history of high blood pressure, and recently her Norvasc had to be doubled from 5 milligram daily to 10 milligram daily. She was actually getting some intermittent left arm numbness with very high blood pressure readings. And after the Norvasc was increased, the symptoms all resolved and blood pressure was much better. She has known osteoporosis and has had a fracture of her left wrist in 2019 that required surgical repair. She is trying to get more active. She would like to exercise more and try to eat a healthier diet also. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, no blood or melena, urine is clear, no visible blood, no cloudiness, no dysuria, no incontinence. Extremities, she has had some increased edema after the Norvasc was doubled, the dose, and that's a very common side effect, but she copes with that by wearing compression hose, and those have been very effective. She's not been limiting her salt intake as much as she knows that she should, but she will start doing that, she states. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, irritable bowel syndrome, hyperlipidemia, osteoporosis, anemia, macular degeneration, the recent kidney stone passage with another that will need to be removed. Past surgical history, she's had a left wrist repair 2019, osteotomy, O-S-T-E-O-T-O-M-Y of the jaw in 2012, and lots of dental work done also. She's had removal of a benign tumor at C2, and that was in 2010. She's had a hysterectomy in 2009, cholecystectomy in 1999, and last colonoscopy was 2021. Social history, she never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a Catholic Sister of Mercy for the last 40 years, so single, and she is a social worker. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, stroke, hypertension, glaucoma, hyperlipidemia. Her mother had kidney disease and father had kidney stones as well as multiple myeloma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Zyrtec D, sulfa antibiotics, M like Mary, Y, D like David, R, I, A, C, Y, L, morphine, ibuprofen, Demerol, and ACE inhibitors cause cough. Medications, she's on Crestor 5 milligram 3 times a week, Valsartan 160 milligram 1.5 tablet once daily, Norvasc 5 milligram 1 twice a day, Lexapro 20 milligram daily, L-A-M like Mary, O, T like Tom, R, I, G like golf, I, N like November, E, 50 milligram twice a day, Pepcid 20 milligram twice a day, Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril once a day, or twice a day, and estradiol patch 0.0375, 1 patch weekly. And recently, calcium and vitamin D were stopped after the kidney stone was passed. Physical examination, height 64 inches, weight 180 pounds, pulse is 55, oxygen saturation is 92% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 124 over 80. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft. No ascites. Extremities, I do see edema in the lower extremities, but she has compression stockings on, and that is controlling it. And labs, most recent labs were done August 18th, 2023. That was urinalysis, negative for blood and negative for protein. Prior to the kidney stone passing, we have labs from June 14th, 2023. Normal creatinine at 0.8. Electrolytes are normal. The calcium is 9.5. Albumin 4.2. Urine protein to creatinine ratio, this was in June, also June 14th, elevated at 0.79, microalbumin to creatinine ratio 318. She did also have ANA testing that was negative. June 14th, before the kidney stone passed, 3-plus blood and 30-plus protein was noted. Immunofixation done 6/21/23. No monoclonal protein was noted. The free light chains are also normal. The ANCA, A-N-C-A screen is negative. Her hemoglobin is 13.4 with normal white count, normal platelets. Complement levels are also normal. Assessment and plan. Gross hematuria, most likely secondary to right renal stones, since one has passed and there's another one present that will need to be removed due to the size. And it's very reassuring that all of the labs, including the ANCA level, the complement levels, all are normal. And the repeat urine after the kidney stone passed was negative for blood and negative for protein. So most likely the hematuria is secondary to the kidney stones and the proteinuria also. After her 7-millimeter kidney stone is removed, and after the stent has been removed, we would recommend repeating labs and urinalysis about 3 months later. And probably another protein to creatinine ratio would be helpful. In the meantime, since we know she's past calcium oxalate stone, she actually could resume calcium and vitamin D if you would like, since it's more oxalate related, causing the stone. So we've instructed her to follow a low oxalate diet, which would be 40 to 50 milligrams of oxalate-containing foods in 24 hours or less. She should push fluids enough that she can urinate about 2 liters per day to dilute the oxalate if it is there. We also want her to follow a low salt diet and to minimize animal protein intake. We believe the hematuria will not reoccur as long as more kidney stones do not form. And since the patient will be moving to Ireland after she's done with the urology procedures and the stone removal, we did not schedule a follow-up visit with this practice. But possibly that could be done when she is out of the country, unless she comes back for some reason, and then at that point we could have a follow-up visit if hematuria would return. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.